Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor.
He's back!
I can tell you this, the brim are biting good.
Really?
Yeah, really. Seriously.
And they, right around the corner is going to be the speck fishing.
Yeah. Right? I did not try to catch any specks, but usually I can start seeing the specks in the shallows.
Okay.
You know,
kind of doing their
thing.
Yeah,
we're talking about my pond in Georgia, right. Folks. But yeah, because the water, just like anything else, it gets gin clear. Mm-hmm. So much fun. Walking around the edge of the pond and seeing everything because, you know, it's always – this year I had an algae bloom.
Oof.
You know, and because we killed some weeds.
Okay.
And then from that you get an algae bloom and
– So Scotty Brown helped you?
To the effect of what to use.
That's what I'm getting
at. Yeah.
Telling you what to go buy, where to go.
So,
and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, okay. And then from there we had a drought.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, so you're talking a five-acre pond, and I was really worried about it, but it did just fine. It's down still.
How far did it ever reach, you think? How far down was it?
It's 5 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
That much?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 5 feet down. And we started getting some rain in October, but not enough to fill something up, mm-hmm, like that, you know. I mean, that's going to take a lot of water.
Oh yeah.
So, but anyway, one of the most fun things that I do up there. I know this sounds crazy, besides spend time in the woods, is I love to feed my fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got my fish feeder on the dock, and I go out there and.
I'm surprised you didn't bought a number two fly, a little two weight fly rod or something.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah.
I mean, just for that.
Yeah.
Late in the morning,
little popper, you know.
Little poppers on those brim.
That's
and
a great
like
idea.
That.
That's a great idea.
Dude, they don't cost. I mean, you know, heck, you probably pick one up at a little two weight at Walmart or something
for
$30.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the fun turns into agony when, like, a 10-pound bass comes up and slurps that and popper out of you.
Or the little brim that's on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're healthy. They're doing good. And I went out. As a matter of fact, I fed them this morning before I left. And, man, there's some big old,
really,
what we call copperheads.
Napoleon ain't been in there yet?
No, he's called me a couple times, and it hasn't worked out. I mean, I grandkids and kids there one time and stuff like that. So what's the saltwater side?
Dude, it's got fun now.
I heard it's got
it's like a lot fun now.
Yeah.
Compared to like when you first left and we were, uh-huh, kind of sort of all crying the blues, you know, if you have six or eight quality bites, that's, you know,
right,
you got it. And now it's, you end up going through, you have to sparingly lose your shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, that's the last couple of days, I've carried between 15 or 20 dozen for four guys.
You ever heard of artificial?
Well, that's where I'm getting to.
Okay, all right.
But, yes, then you get on a trout bite because the problem is there's still some drum around, and now,
right,
the sheephead are starting to move in. Mm-hmm. So if you start fishing those deeper ledges, we're starting to get some sheephead bites because they are. I cleaned some the other day that had some roe in them,
mm-hmm,
startings.
Mm-hmm.
But they are on the bottom. Just like I talked about a couple weeks ago, that they're actually, I guess, eating the little barnacles or whatever, because when you clean them in their stomachs, that's all that there is, all like crushed shell and stuff like that.
Right.
So they're chewing on the sidewalls of the drop-offs or,
right.
or whatever.
Sailboats.
Sailboats.
Yeah.
But anyhow, yeah, you have to sparingly go through your shrimp and figure out what places you need them the most at.
Mm-hmm.
But the trout bite in the last week, since we had that cold front where it kind of shut everybody down,
yeah.
I guess a week ago, Sunday or Monday or whatever, when we had that last front. And, oh, my gosh, it's just – it's what you – what we always look for. It's not about how many of is legal. I just want to bend a rod all day long.
Right, right,
and man,
yeah.
there's piles of 14 to 15 inch
trout
in the river. And it's so much fun when that happens.
Yeah.
Big bluefish, like 3-4 pounders.
Nice. On ribbon fish?
No, they're on glass minnows. They're throwing up about 3 inch long glass minnows.
Really?
Yep.
That's
yep.
kind of strange for this time of year.
It was not. Yep. It's not ribbons. They were glass minnows.
Huh.
And because unfortunately, you haven't been around the tide. Oh my gosh!
Way, way up.
Way up.
Yeah.
I mean, like flooding boat ramps.
I mean, literally, people have sent me videos.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbor Joe.
Yep.
Which is right behind the house.
Yep.
He's like, check this tide out. I'm
yep.
like, dude, that looks like a hurricane tide. I mean, it was way up there.
I mean, the lighthouse. I put in
yeah.
the lighthouse. So you know the ramp that you walk down. You know, not the ramp, but the concrete that
yep.
you walk down that leads up to the stairs that goes up to go down. I had to have on knee high boots because it was better up to up my calves on a high tide. I mean, for the lighthouse ramp, that's
up there.
Doggone good tide right there
yeah.
for sure. So we've had such a small window
mm-hmm.
to fish. Of course, this time of year, just like anything, for the most part, unless you're just trout fishing. Our tides are mattering, so we got to fish those windows. And my gosh, there was no change of tide, meaning there was no ebb to it.
Right.
I mean, as soon as it said okay, time whatever, 8:36 was low, 8:37 she was roaring coming back in, son, and it
right.
was roaring.
Right.
So, yeah. So I mean, fishing's but with that being said, Kevin, I mean it's getting lots and lots of fun.
Okay, water temperature.
Yesterday it was 60.3.
60.3.
60. Captain Rob Ben and I we were fishing together, and
dude, well, last time
I called him on the
did
phone,
this show, it was 83.
I know. I called him on the phone. I said, "Dude, what do you got for water temperature?" He said, "Well, I got 60.8." I said, "Okay, then we're fine. I got 60.3."
That shocks me.
It was 63.4 today.
Holy cow!
Dude, just go step your foot in the water, and you tell me. It's freaking cold. Cold.
I know that we've had a really cool fall,
mm-hmm.
as in weather-wise cool. But I didn't realize that it would have dropped that
yeah.
much. I mean,
because when you left, it was like
guess,
79-ish bouncing, and then like a week later, it dropped to like 72 to 73.
Yeah.
And then, holy skedaddle, she done hit rock bottom now, and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Well,
yellowmouth trout showing up.
Yeah,
whitings have shown
did
up.
Did you
of
see
course.
Some of the pictures on Facebook?
More and more sheephead.
Captain Kirk out of Bayport.
Yep. Yeah, boy, I mean, he had a heck of a haul of
yeah,
of
yellowmouth
yep. and specks the other day.
Yep.
Black drum are still there. They
mm-hmm.
just weaned a little bit compared
mm-hmm.
to what we've been catching. They're not on the spots we were catching them on
mm-hmm.
a few weeks ago. They're kind of centrally located now, a little bit more underneath the docks and stuff like
right.
that, mixed in with the sheephead. Or along a piling or
well,
something.
You figured as good as it was that was going to wane off.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You
I've
know.
Never caught that many black drum,
yeah.
just like yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, in September,
right,
you know,
right,
you know
right,
first
right,
of October,
right.
whatever,
yeah.
whenever all that was going down. And because for many years we went, damn, where's all the
drum.
You know, where's all the drum at? I
yep.
mean, I caught, how many did you catch this year?
Three.
Yeah. You know, how many did you catch this year? Five. And I'm going, and now all of a sudden that was kind of the regular thing was, you know, at least always have at least three or five or six black drum in a box, so it was nice. But there's still a few around. But yeah, the birds are diving, and they now last week there was Spanish mixed in with them,
right?
And now it's pretty much just bluefish,
right?
But they're big; they're like 3-4 pounders.
Oh, you gotta love them.
I mean, they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I fished them the other day on high water, just at the end of the charter. I said, "Hey, y'all wanna just?"
I've seen some good pictures from Captain Leon.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I know we're going to take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana if he's make sure he's got his dates correct. Because I know
oh, gosh.
That
I didn't call him today, too, because I was kind of busy today. I did not call him. Sorry.
Give us a call. 641-1010 right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott and I we're exchanging pictures for the last 2 weeks.
I haven't seen you. We had to do the man bonding kind of.
I'm showing you deer pictures or stuff in the woods, and you're showing me fishing pictures. Well, I saw a bunch of fishing pictures from Captain Leon Dana for the last 2 weeks. What's up, Leon?
Hey, buddy. Welcome back.
Thanks. for a couple days anyway.
Yeah. What are you doing next Wednesday? I need help next Wednesday.
November ain't over yet, bro.
He's gone again for turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
Well, this is what we work for, Leon, just as much as anybody that goes out of town and takes a vet break this is what you work for all year long.
The other thing, Leon, and you're right, Scott, you guys know me, but the other thing is I've raised my kids.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If Carrie and I want to strike out for 2 weeks, you know what? See you.
No. We always say that because I do have a lot of friends that have, that are our age with, still kids in either middle school or high school.
Right.
Honest to gosh, I know it wasn't right, but I would not change the world right now. I'm still young enough. You're still young enough that you can go do stuff.
What
I'm saying? You don't have five doctor's appointments in the week,
Leon,
that you got to get to.
We did it early. We struggled. We were broke, but,
a lot of beanie weenies.
Oh, dude, macaroni and cheese.
And cheese. Kraft got a lot of my money in the beginning of my livelihood, I can promise you.
Leon, it's just like, if I want to take off tomorrow and go to Louisiana, go red fishing for 3 or 4 days.
See ya.
I can go, bro,
You certainly can. On the flip side of the coin, you can be a genius like me, never procreate, and never get married, and I can go anywhere I want to anytime I want to.
Nothing holding you back but two dogs.
Yeah. I got it. I get it. So, anyway, the one thing that I do miss, and it was funny, Leon, I know this felt crazy. I was thinking about you today because I was going through my pictures, deleting a lot of stuff out of there, and I came across that picture of you and I and Carrie fishing up in Jinx Creek, Jinx Landing.
So funny you mentioned that. I talked to a buddy of mine. I talked to Brian Dufek the other day.
Yep.
And I said, hey, man, see those poles over there? Kevin put those there. And I was telling him the story about how your daddy made you cross the creek to get onto Buck Island to scare that deer back off the island because you were the smallest one.
That's exactly right, and
you're scrawny. Get over there.
So anyway, when seriously, December, Carrie and I want to redo.
Get her done.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, man. That creek, I was back in there yesterday. That water is so clear. You can throw a popping cork with a shrimp up there and just watch it go down the oyster bar line. Get your trout and the redfish run out and grab it.
That's awesome.
Hey, do me a favor. Replay the video yesterday, because I'm not going to pick on you by any means, but it sure doggone looked like you scared the hell out of that fish. Made him eat that thing? Because I looked and I went, damn, Leon's put it right on his freaking head.
Yeah, okay,
there
so hold on. Let me set this up. First off, Leon sends us a short video. And a very good friend of ours, Brian Dufek, is on the polo platform because I know Brian's voice. And
sure
Leon, and Leon is on the bow with an artificial, and you can literally see the redfish in front of him. Well, the ideal presentation is to throw it past the fish and work it back to him. Well, Leon literally hits the fish on the head.
It was the biggest explosion outside of eating it that I've ever seen.
Yeah, so the fish that that he I think that he was throwing to went to the next county.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I see him hook up and I'm
and
going.
And I saw the splash and I went, there's no way in hell, because the big splash, the big wake I saw was this redfish that was going by his boat that Brian could have caught.
Right.
And I'm going, wait a minute. How the hell? Okay. So I guess there might have been five of them there.
Go ahead. Right. Tell us what we're missing.
Okay, so there I was. Literally, we are going down the bay, Brian and I, and we look ahead about 50 feet, and I go, oh, my God. And there's five of them, five tails. Okay. I mean, it looked like something out of Louisiana. Just the tails were just sticking out of the water. I'm like, look at those redfish right there. Brian gets me right up to them, and they said, all right, the fish are going right. I look at Brian and I go, I'm going to throw it about 4 to 6 feet to the right of them. And I rear back, and I throw that jig head. And if you see me in the video, I sling the rod right real fast.
Yep.
Like that was going to do me any good, because I could see it heading right towards the redfish. And I'm telling you, I knocked one out. I hit that redfish between the eyes.
Dude, I thought you hit a porpoise. It was that big of a splash.
I could not believe you got a bite on that cast. I really couldn't.
You're surprised. Hell, I knocked him out, and I guarantee you, I knocked the redfish out. I hit him so hard with the jig head, and another redfish turned around to check on his buddy, and he saw the bait, and he goes, oh, well, I guess I'll just eat that. And I mean, I could not believe he ate it.
I couldn't either.
Dude, it was classic. I was sitting there going, there's no way. He had to edit something out of this.
I really thought that you were sending us a video going, look how stupid I am.
Yeah, stupid video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I had dropped a brick off a bridge on top of him.
let me stop you for a second. Seriously.
Go ahead.
When you're fishing for those redfish, it's very shallow water.
Right.
Give me the jig head weight, and the plastic that you were throwing.
All right. I'm throwing a 1,000 size with a 1,000 size reel, 7-foot light action rod.
Yep.
I'm using 20-pound fluorocarbon. I'm using a 1/16 ounce jig head.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm using the smaller Slayer paddle tail, and I was using the golden brown with a chartreuse tail.
Okay. All right. So really, the presentation is it looked like you were throwing a half ounce, but
you're being generous. It looked like I threw a 5 ounce.
Yeah,
it was hysterical. I'm sorry. I was sitting there looking at it, and I swear, Leon, I played it back 3 times ago. There ain't no way in hell. That's got to be a different oyster bed. I keep moving because I'm looking for a different oyster bed, because I said, he hit those fish right on the head.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No reason. Hey, now let me ask you a question, though. Why did you choose to throw a jig head versus a weedless kind of keel hooked, a keel weight bait? You're going to get the same. You can reel it up higher. Why would you go that route?
We had just come from the north. Brian and I, we had been trout fishing, and we were fishing that drop down from 7 to 13 feet, and I was using those jig heads.
We literally
had just pushed south, and that's when we came up on that school immediately.
Just asking. That's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, what was your – Kevin can't believe I told him it was 60.3. What'd you have today?
It started off at 59, and it ended up at 61.
Wow. There you go. Wow, that is crazy.
Oh, dude, it is. If you get your feet wet right now, it is absolutely a brutal all day. I've been carrying extra socks or whatever if you happen to get a little damp when you're unloading the boat.
I left November 2nd, and it was 80, 81, you know, because I remember.
78, 79, 80, 81. Yeah.
So it's dropped 20 degrees in basically 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, let me paint this picture.
Yes.
Water clarity is amazing.
Yep.
The trout are there. The glass minnow bait balls are there. The ones that you mark underneath your boat, and then the ones that you see just sprinkling on the surface, they're there. And the other thing that's so cool, this morning while I was waiting on George Brown to show up, there were like 6-7 inch long ribbon fish jumping around on the surface, just getting whacked.
Really?
It's just so fun to watch them get beat up.
It is.
That bank across that, right across from the airport?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I've seen that.
There was like 150, 200 birds on it yesterday on that incoming. I went,
we're going over there. I've always said, like, if I die and I come back at something, please, God, don't let me be a pogey or a mullet
or a shrimp.
Yeah. But I don't know that baby ribbon fish, don't have it worse than anybody.
That's true.
I mean, seriously.
Because you're going to get it from above or below.
Don't matter. Everything eats you.
Yes.
Everything.
Just think, there's a seagull looking at you, or there's a bluefish or a jack looking at you. Which way you want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is easier death?
Yeah.
I would think the fish.
Yeah, and then as you get bigger, the tarpon eats you, and
the kingfish eats you.
And
sharks?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Shrimp. Yeah, but shrimp, you kind of – pogies, at least you got a chance.
Yeah, because you're in a water.
Yeah, there's a million of you, you know?
It's just you push Fred a little bit harder. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, what the hell?
I don't have to outrun the bear. Yeah. I just got to outrun you.
I just got to run me.
It's like having a megalodon below you trying to eat you. And then when you come to the surface, you got a pterodactyl trying to eat you.
Watching those things get fed on, man. I mean, they're, you know, and the thing is that a little mullet has a fighting chance because he can swim.
Yes.
A little sideways jumping ribbon fish, he's done.
No,
he is dinner.
Because you think about, for the most part, except if you're in mullet school. But you still got all your buddies like the pogies. But even if a mullet school comes underneath a dock or around a corner in a creek, it's a reaction strike. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a pretty good chance that you can get away with. I mean,
How
many times do we throw the net and come up with a little finger mullet that goes like, damn, that poor thing's got blood dripping off his tail. He's got no tail left. Yeah. He's got a nub. You know, his head's squashed, you know, but he's still kicking away, you know. But it's like, wow.
Yeah, but that's cool, those ribbon fish. It's always this time of year. And you know, some of the coolest trout bites I've ever had have been underneath those ribbon fish.
See, you said that, but I went underneath those birds the other day, and I was all kind of anticipating it with the water temperature.
Right.
And it wasn't. It was just, don't get me wrong, I'm not kicking it, but there are bluefish anywhere between 11 inches and 3 pounds.
Right.
I mean, it was fun.
I'll take them all day long.
That's what I said.
Oh, I know, it was high tide.
I couldn't do nothing anyhow.
And you guys know this, the one thing that I've always found is that bluefish and trout hang out together.
Which is so weird.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird because I've in that bite, I have hooked trout and had them knocked in half.
Really?
By bluefish. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You get a 12-inch trout coming back at 5.5 inches, you know.
That's exactly right.
I didn't know that.
But I've always found that, especially from now until it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find those schools of bluefish. There's usually trout somewhere in there with them.
The only thing I'm worried about, guys, I understand it's almost the end of November. I get it,
but
usually we have our coldest weather mid January through mid February.
I agree.
That's right.
Are we in trouble like we were 3 years ago, four years ago?
No, I don't think so.
This is coming from a guy last February said, winter's over.
Winter's over.
Well, yeah. And dude, March and April where it was like Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. All we got to wait one more week,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, one more week.
One more week.
But I don't know, Leon. You know, the weather is so different now, you know.
But, Dan, it'll be 15, bumping 59, 60 degrees. And we haven't had a freeze yet, boys.
No.
It's only been 45 degrees down here.
Hey, by the way, Kerry and I were talking about that. How many freezes did we have last year?
I don't think but two or three.
At the most.
Yeah.
At the most.
I mean, I don't remember any outside of wind chill factors, because I know I did one day I canceled.
Right.
Two or three at best.
I don't even remember one.
Well, it might not have been on the coast, but it's
I'm talking about at our house. Oh,
or at
Lord,
the boat, right?
You know, Lake City.
I'm not talking that far. I'm talking Hastings.
Okay, Hastings. Yeah, Mike. But yeah.
I mean, I'm talking a 10-mile radius.
But
No, coastwise, no. Obviously, if you're asking me coastwise or sitting here at your house right now, none.
None, yeah. Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think I had to bring the plants in last year.
No.
Yeah.
Had a handful of frosty mornings and stuff where you get out and, you know, had to turn the heat on the windshield on the truck or whatever.
But I understand what you're saying. We kind of went from this
well, hot as hell,
Leon, from September and October. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I mean, brutally hot.
I'm just saying, isn't this a little early to call 59 degrees?
I agree with you. That's why it shocked me that you said that. I was like,
I'm just scared that it's going to get to one official.
Because here's the deal. At 52, 53 degrees, these fish shut down.
Done. Yeah. Done.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that far away.
I mean, you'll only get a couple bites.
Right.
Literally, just like what we complained about back in September.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, literally. It's going to get that cold. Everything's going to go dormant.
Yeah.
But
think
a sheep
positive, boys. I am thinking positive.
I'm with you.
Just questioning the weather pattern.
No, I agree with you. And I think that we're all thinking the same thing. Please, Lord,
hey, wasn't it this time of year? Hey, wasn't it this time last year that it was me and Scotty in the boat and you and Chip in the boat? We went and fished Shannon Flat in the morning at one time with the drone and everything?
Yeah.
About that
time. I got pictures of that day.
I know we need to take a break, but I know in the back of our minds that we're all thinking, please don't let it get too cold to kill snook.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want that, and I don't want Chippies, which we'll talk about. Yep. His tarpon, he's still got his pets up there in the subdivisions that are still there.
Yeah. I saw one today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I saw a tarpon today.
We got to run.
We got to go.
See ya!
God, dog, it's always fun talking to him. I can't remember it. I can't believe he remembered.
Yeah, 641, I can't either. 641-1010, 641. 1010, if you want to give Captain Scott and I a call here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. You can do it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and MarineMax on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, always my good friend, Captain Kevin Favor, I guess, at least for this week.
we're going to go talk to Chip.
Yeah, but
you kept Chip when we go. But got an invite, unfortunately, yesterday, from our good buddy Patrick Sullivan at Moe's Southwest Grill. They opened up a new store here in St. Augustine, which, folks, if you're St. Augustine South, it's almost directly across from Home Depot.
Home Depot, Sunny's, kind of stuff in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
It's right across the road. Anyhow, Patrick called me, and so Patrick, I got nothing to do. Yeah, man, of course I'll be there.
Yeah.
And so I had a great lunch date today with my mom. I took my mom
so
up there.
That's so cool.
And introduced her to Patrick and Carrie and stuff like that. And, I mean, of course, brand new restaurant, gorgeous restaurant, great people. And I truly saying that, you know, to be truthful. I mean, great. They were all really, you know. It was, anyhow, folks, it was a warm-up, okay? And basically, pay what you thought is what their motto was, okay? And they're donating the money to either to St. Augustine High School and Pedro Menendez High School.
Okay.
So tomorrow is going to be the same thing, but with a twist, and I'm going to check it out on my way home. The first 100 people through the doors tomorrow at 11 o'clock get a free burrito for a year.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Three burritos for a year.
Say that again, now?
The first 100 people through their doors tomorrow morning, starting at 11, get a free burrito for a year.
Are you sure about that?
Hell yes, I am. I was thinking about it because I didn't have anything to do tomorrow, but I said, it's going to be a little cold and I'm fat. I don't need any more burritos than what I can already eat. So I figured I
want it because I think that maybe I could sell it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I was just going to hold the spot. I figured I could make some money just camping out.
Yeah.
You know? But no. Anyhow, that's their – and again, tomorrow, they're doing the pay what you think they owe. They're having kind of a soft opening, even though they're calling it a grand opening. It's not.
Yeah, I got you.
It will be, but folks, if you go there tomorrow, Patrick will be there, Carrie will be there. Tell them we sent you. But take care of the people, please. They're kind of just learning how to work, you know, going through the ropes and stuff in the restaurant. Had a great time today with my mom. We had lunch together.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yes, and of course they knew what the influx of people was gonna. But there was truly no wait. I mean, when we got there was probably 15 people in line in front of me, and I mean, within ten minutes I was eating.
That's cool. All right, we got Captain Chip.
Yeah, I guess so.
Chip.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hello, buddy.
So, Scotty, you really asked Leon if he had a shank weighted hook on a plastic?
What?
You really asked Leon if he was throwing a shank weighted weedless hook?
I said keel weighted.
He said keel weighted.
Oh, but yeah, still, I get what you're saying. You're saying shank weighted. I get it. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. No, I'm just laughing.
That's my joke of my last name is what he's playing. Oh, shank-weighted jighead.
Shank-weighted.
Yeah.
Shankopotamus.
Shankopotamus.
I was getting at the fact that Leon throws jigheads, and sometimes it might have a plastic on it. That's all.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. You definitely throw, yes. But so with that being said, what a great time of year if you truly – and it's a good tip for anybody. It don't even matter if it's us, you know, whatever. But this is a great time. If you don't know how to work an artificial bait and, you know, are kind of new to that, this is a great time of year to learn how to fish them.
Sure.
I mean, bring your live bait. And, you know, I mean, if that's, you know, if you get frustrated. But this will teach you, and don't throw just one bait. You pick up the shrimp-looking imitations. You pick up a paddle tail. You pick up the Troutzillas. You know, any kind of creature, whatever, and learn how to fish it and see what responds to what in the far as the bites. Because right now, with all the trout in the river, whether they're 14 inches to 40 inches, it's a great time.
Chip, did you ever meet Mark Nichols, who started DOA? The reason that I'm bringing this up because you just said something. This is when he first got started, okay? And I went fishing with him, and he was throwing the Terrorize. And I'm just telling you right now,
it's such a stupid lure. It doesn't move.
It doesn't do anything.
No.
But honestly, Chip, it's the best artificial bait I've ever thrown.
And I don't know why.
And I don't know why I quit fishing it. But he came out with that DOA shrimp.
Yes.
After that. And so I was hooking a DOA shrimp. I don't know I forget because it had a hook in it.
It did.
Yeah. You know, and I was throwing it and jerking it, and I wasn't catching a damn thing on it. Nothing. And I called Mark. I'm like, dude, obviously the Terrorize
is
the bomb. I know how to use it. And he goes, well, what are you doing with the shrimp? And I told him, and he goes, well, you're all wrong. You're not using it right. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm throwing it out there and kind of twitching. He goes, no, dude, don't do anything. I'm like, what? He goes, don't do anything. Just throw it out and let it drift.
And let the tide sweep it.
Let the tide sweep it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would have never, I mean, I would pop it like a little shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the rod to 2 or 3 inches,
let
it fall.
He goes, give it slack.
Really?
Just let it drift.
Really?
And, dude, when I did that,
the percentage went up.
It was money. It was unbelievable. But it's just what you said. This is a great time of year to learn. But, Chip,
because that Terrorizer, honest to me, it was just like a cutout of a fish. The tail didn't vibrate. There was no fins.
Nothing.
And it's so weird because it did. It tracked so straight.
How
did you used to work it?
Oh.
Did you pop it?
Oh, yeah. You throw it real pop. Real pop.
Real aggressive.
Pop. Yes, sir.
Real aggressive.
And dude, there was times when I had charters, Chip, that I would outfish them with that Terrorize. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. As a matter of fact, why do I don't have those in my box anymore? That's so stupid.
I know.
If they would beef up the hook, it's one of the best tarpon baits you can throw.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I they made a big one.
They did like a 6-inch one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great tarpon bait.
It was a great cobia bait.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I remember that one, too.
Because we used to throw the smaller ones for tarpon all the time and hook them up, and they ended up breaking or bending the hooks out. But they were fun bait to throw. You know,
fun guy, though. He knew a lot.
Oh, Mark Nichols was...
I did have the pleasure, too, of fishing with him one time. But I did that with Blair Wiggins one time because him and Blair, of course, with him.
Yeah.
And I got – and this is years ago. And just a really, really cool guy.
Oh, he was great.
Really cool guy.
Yeah. 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 Mark was fantastic. I'm going to go a lot of Bobby's Terrorized. I just hit me. I'm like,
and he's
what?
Coming a pack of three.
Yep. That's right. Pack of three.
Pack of three.
Expensive as hell.
Expensive as hell.
Yep.
At that time, this is 20 years ago.
I think I still have some of those heads.
They were a lot of it was black back and like a goldish looking body.
It was a root beer with gold flakes in it.
Okay, well, there's another one that was looked like a mullet pattern kind of thing to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was a black. Yeah, there was only like three or four colors at that time.
Yeah, you're right.
20,
you're right. It was
years
a mullet
ago.
Color. Yeah, that's
white.
Yep,
because white with red eyes.
Yep, white with red eyes.
Yep.
My favorite color.
Chip, they still do make it, right?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Still one of the most popular trout bites or trout baits, I think. So they catch a lot of trout on them down south. So Scotty, I got it fixed.
Oh yeah, yeah. How did that work out for you today?
You got what?
I felt so sorry for Chip. So anyhow. I got a phone call just getting ready to leave out to go to Moe's for lunch, and he calls me, and he's rah, 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 rah. He's just moaning and complaining. I said, what's the matter? He said, I get out there on an 8-hour bull redfish charter. I mean, it was a great day. You know, it was panning to be a great day. Weather was gorgeous.
Weather was beautiful.
Anyhow, he gets out there, and the trolling motor wouldn't spot lock. It kept shutting down.
Oh.
Kept coming unspotted.
Yo.
And he could sit there and still steer it if he wanted to the whole day for 8 hours. And thank goodness he had a charter that the guy was cool with. Hey, that's all right. I'm local. I'll see you next week. Go get that damn thing fixed. So, anyhow, come on. Where did it happen? What was wrong?
Took Matt at Trolling Motor Services Plus 5 minutes, and it was fixed.
Why didn't you call him? There's nothing you could have done on the water?
I don't have the little plug to flash it. It had to be flashed back to factory settings. It's something buggered it up. But anyway, it's back and running. It's just, I was so excited about today. Get out there first spot, press the button, and it's flashing. Go back, and I'm getting a crab ready, and I look, and there's a marker coming at me really fast. I'm like, I know markers don't move on their own, so something's not right here. So anyway, but yeah, luckily my client was cool with it, but yeah, it was disappointing because I was looking forward to it.
You were pumped up last night when we talked. I mean, you were all excited.
Yeah.
And then I got you on the phone at 9:30. I go, ooh. You know, I was figuring the old 9:30 call, Kevin, was going to be, dude,
I found
him.
Yeah.
You know, I know nobody's really been fishing them, but I got them now, and I've already caught four or five or six. And I was going to go, cool, good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, rah, 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 rah.
I was on my way to his place, so it is what it is. But
isn't it about time for you just to step up to a bay boat?
Yes, it is. It is.
I try.
I mean, really, you know?
Well, it doesn't. The bay boat has nothing to do with the trolling motors.
No, you're right about that. It doesn't. Yeah. It does not.
But with that being said, Chip, I got to tell you the same thing, okay? I mean, I'll tell you on the different side of this. Well, last Friday, I've been running the house batteries on my boat and had them in there a little over a year. And anyhow, with all the stuff we run all the time, they were starting to drag. I mean, literally, you know, you got it on one or you got it on two and it went room, and we need 13.7 to crank up our big engines. And so anyhow, I called Gavin and I said, Gavin, Interstate Batteries. I said, Gavin, I got issues. I said, no problem. He said, what are you doing? I said, I have nothing on Friday. I'm going to bring the boat to you. He said, no problem. So I brought it up there to him, a couple hours. And I was all brand new, three brand new motor batteries and two house batteries.
But he replaced them, but he still tested them and said that they were still fine
after 2 years. Because
that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I had 2 years of trolling motor battery use, and you know, I'm with you. We fish together. Uh-huh. You know where we're at and how much. I mean, much crap we put my batteries through.
You use them way more than I do.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I put mine through. A hell of a lot of use. And for them, after 2 years, he said, "Dude, I had to just take them out so I could just put them up on a shelf and put a plaque on them." That can't believe that these batteries went through. It's kind of like Whalen Bay when they see me pull up. You know, 3,000 hours of Scott Shank. I mean, pretty much placard material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gavin made me replace mine. He's like, "You need to replace them." I was like, "Gavin, they're working fine." He goes, "No, it's time to replace them." I'm like, "Yes, sir."
Yes,
you know,
sir.
He could not believe how much I put on those and how well they worked. You know.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, you figure.
Thanks, Interstate Batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure if you ran your motor, say, just 300 hours, you know you've got at least 1,200 on that solar motor. So.
Well, I got 1,626 on the boat, and the boat's 27 months old.
All right, so we need an hour meter on our trolling motor. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, if I do 16, that trolling motor is every bit of 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every bit of 4,000 hours.
Absolutely.
Easy.
You know? And like you did, Chip, you kind of get upset with it when a transmission goes out or you know, you burn a board up. But then you really think about it. Dude, I had that thing holding a 4-knot freaking tide at an 8 or 9 on the controller, burning up battery juice, carpet fishing
we
or whatever,
them,
inlet, like we were doing, and we put them through hell.
Oh, we do.
There's
treat
no two ways about it.
There's no doubt. All right.
We got to take a break.
Chip, we got to run, brother.
All right, guys. See you.
Thank you. See you. We didn't get much of a fishing report there, did we?
No, we kind of talked.
Which is kind of what we do.
Well, it's informative.
I get it. Yeah.
You know?
We talk batteries.
We talk batteries.
Eat at Moe's.
Moe's is great. I mean, man, it was. Oh, God.
and that's. Are you sure about that?
Uh huh. I'll show right.
The first 100 people in the door.
Uh huh. Go to Facebook.
No, I'm not going to.
And go to Moe's Southwest Grill.
Okay, all right. We're gonna take a break. 641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call. Right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And Kevin Scott, and I'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And Michael did a good job of bringing us back with some country music. So,
yep.
But here's the deal.
Listen. Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, literally been gone.
Go ahead.
Been gone for 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
And folks, just so you know, I mean, I November 2nd went to my place in Georgia, hunted 2 days, and then I left to go to Indiana, and that's a 12 and a half hour trip, right?
Yep.
And then I came back, I hunted Kentucky, and then came back to Georgia, and that's why I've been gone for 2 weeks. But anyway, on one of the trips, I put on Prime Country, okay?
Yep.
Which is,
I started listening to that myself.
So, and they had a top 30 countdown from 1984, which is when I graduated high school, okay? And listen, I was a country music fan and am a country music. I listen to a lot of music, but I'm a huge – dude, it was the most depressing music. It was –
if it was that half or a quarter of those songs was both Cephas –
Hank Williams Jr. Those were the good ones. That John Anderson, Don Williams and stuff.
Yep.
But the other ones,
Keith Whitley.
The other ones just made you want to shoot yourself, dude. I mean, the dog died. Wife left you. You cheated on somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Just like kind of where it's going now, where it's more rock country.
I mean, you know, at least
school.
Now, I was like, I kept thinking the top 30. You know, there's got to be something on here I remember that's good, and it was.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you can call me old school, but like the Kenny Rogers, the Dolly Parton, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm still.
No,
I
mean, and Dolly was in there, and it was that song that she sang was terrible.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. No, terrible. I mean, she's got a couple of them.
But anyway, looking at the weather and everything else, dude.
Except Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday night and early Sunday morning.
Okay.
It's got a 50% chance of rain.
Right.
Other than that, Thanksgiving Day, before you go get fat and sassy and take naps on the couch.
Next week? You're giving us a forecast for next week?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just telling you. It's going to be in the low 80s, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
All next week, for the most part. Better
Fantastic.
Than half from, like, Tuesday on.
Fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
After we get through this little cold front, we got a little cold front, like I said, coming through Saturday night into Sunday.
Little window going on.
But the wind's all not really high.
I mean, we had Southwest at 5
dude,
one day. Yeah.
I mean, might have to do a sea bass trip.
I know. I'm in.
If you think our waters are 59-60, it's got to be 70 out there, 68.
Give me another 2 weeks at the most, and then we're back to fishing big time.
Michael, thank you, brother.
Yeah. Yep. It's good stuff.
I'll see you next week.
No problem, guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks
good,
for
good stuff.
Kicking in. You did a great job.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to getting your reports and stuff from I'll be honest with you. I'm not fishing.
In
the next 10 days.
Now Thanksgiving holiday weekend, I'm running every day.
Good. Boat's running good. Thank goodness to Whalen Bay.
Whoa. They saw it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's over there right now, but it's a separate issue.
Yeah. Folks, I won't be here next Wednesday simply for the fact that I'll be gone with my family. So please enjoy the holidays. Thanksgiving is just a wonderful time with the family. Scott, great job as usual.
You
got it next week.
Yep, you're going to put up with me, folks.
Yep, that'll be fine. Michael, again, great job. Y'all have a great evening. See ya.